Welcome to this episode of What's Up, Bainbridge? I'm your host, Bob Ross. Today, we're happy to welcome to What's Up, Bainbridge, Sally Marin and Amanda Mander of the Writers Studio at Barn. And Sally, you as lead, would you mind just giving us a quick overview of what the Writers Studio is about?
Sure, I'd love to. The Writers Studio is one of the 10 studios at Barn, and it is, well, except for Media Arts, probably the smallest one. It is designed to help writers at all skill levels. So whether you're just starting and you think you want to write, or you're more advanced and you want to sort of refine your skills, we have classes, and obviously things have changed a bit this past year, or this year, because of COVID. So we've gone online just like everybody else. But even online, we still have what we call word sprint, in which there are timed writing sessions twice a week. Our writing groups are still meeting online, and we've had a good deal of success with those kinds of classes. Writers seems to lend itself more to online classes than some of the other studios, so we're grateful for that. So I guess we have a lot of exciting things coming up, but I think that's probably left for another broadcast.
Okay, that's a great overview, I think. The one thing that comes to mind for me as a, you know, through my life and career, I've always wanted to think about doing more with writing. And if I'm a person who is sort of shy about things, is this a good place for me to come and say, you know, kind of get my finger in the water and give it a try and not be afraid about feedback and things like that?
Oh, yeah. It's a really safe place for that. That's probably one of our goals, is to enable everyone to feel comfortable no matter where they are in their writing habits. And we've welcomed in a lot of beginners. There's a lot of people interested in memoir. And we try to structure classes both for those who are writing for themselves, for their families, those who want to get published. And we bring in the business end of what writing is about if people are interested in being published. And we also work with other studios. We just worked with the Fiber Arts Studio this year to have an Arts Poetica event where we had poems. We supplied poems, and the fiber artists picked a poem that spoke to them and created a fiber arts piece with it. And that was, it was really, really heartwarming. We also have an upcoming writing contest for the high school seniors that will happen. It will be in the deadline sort of for submissions will be in March, and we'll have an April announcement. So we have a lot of exciting programs that we're thinking about. And one of those is Context, which is very much Amanda's brainchild. And so I'd like to have her speak to it.
Amanda, tell us about Context.
Sure. Well, when I joined the Writers Studio and the steering committee, one of the first conversations that Sally and I had was about a way to showcase work. And so she was very enthusiastic about this idea of an online journal that would help showcase the work, not only from the Writers Studio, but also from all the other studios. So it took a long time to think through what this showcase would be like, because we didn't want it just to be, here's my work, have a look. We wanted it to be a place that could encourage community. And the Barn is all about community. So we wanted this online journal to also be about community. So we seek work that is we really love things that are across studios. We also want to know the story behind the story. So because we're all makers at the Barn, we wanted to provide a place for makers to focus on their obstacles, their inspirations, their retrospective about their work, things like that that we don't normally hear about when we see artists' works. Even in a museum, you usually just get kind of the name, the artist, and maybe a few words about how the work was created. But we don't hear those very juicy stories behind the story. So that was the original concept. It took a while to come up with kind of the format, the kinds of things that we wanted to highlight. We have different categories that people can, barn members can subscribe to, submit to. So there is a general writing category. There's a category called creative combos, and that's where we see things that are multimedia, multi-studio creations. We have also an area that's called Give It a Try. And again, trying to create community so that even if you're not, you know, you're a beginning writer and you're not a professional maker, or you're just starting out in exploring some aspect of your work, or you just want to have fun, we have these prompts that encourage people who just to submit, just to show just experience their own creativity without all those barriers around being good enough, quote. So an example of Give It a Try in our last issue was what do you think the contents of Lady Macbeth's purse would be? And we got fabulous, fabulous, funny, sad, profound responses to that. And again, anybody could do that. You didn't have to be a fantastic writer to be able to do that, or a writer at all. The other prompt we had was create a 6-word story. And the myth is that this came from Ernest Hemingway, and he wrote a story that was 6 words, and it was now I can't remember exactly, but it was a pretty profound 6-word story, and so we got a lot of submissions around that. Again, it doesn't take very long; you can easily do it very quickly and submit it, and be part of the community in expressing your creativity.
Is the Give It a Try place a place where people can also come and suggest things, or you pretty well have it an idea laid out on the table for folks to explore?
So we usually both, I guess, is the answer. Oh. So for this next issue, for example, one of our readers suggested a blackout poem. And this is a poem where you take a piece of existing writing and you blackout words to create a new piece of writing, which is in the form of a poem. And so that was a great suggestion. So that is actually one of our Give It a Try submission categories for our next issue, which will be coming out December 15th.
Oh, okay. So if people want to see this, get exposed to it, so to speak, what do they do? Go to the Barn website and find their way to the Writer's Studio?
That's one way. I can also give you the URL, which is very simple. It's www.context-journal.com.
Oh, cool. Well, that's pretty easy. And when does the next one come out?
You said December 15th.
Oh, okay. So that's what, almost next week, or a little after, I guess. You know, one of the things that I thought was really cool was as I started looking through Context, and I'll tell you, my mind was just expanded tremendously. One of the things, as I was going through the last issue of Context, Amanda, and you touched on it as you were giving an overview, was, I think, a combination where you were talking about reaching into other studios or studios coming together was a sculpture called Thin Blue Line. which is just a beautiful piece of art from my standpoint. And it's really interesting the way that whole installation for the Bainbridge Island Police Department was pulled together and what it meant to people.
Yes, and that was Sally might be able to talk about that piece a little bit more, because she was wonderful in discovering that piece and getting that in context. That is another thing that we do, is we are often looking out into our community to see interesting things that could be included.
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot of options here for people. You know, from my standpoint as a person that, as I said earlier, is kind of interested in writing, but a little gun shy of it because I don't want to try things for people to take a look at, you know, be too tough on me on. But I really like some of the options people would have with your organization around context and some of the things that are available.
Yeah, it's very important to us not to have any kind of judgment. As a matter of fact, we try and include all the submissions that we get. We might not be able to do that as we grow, but for now, we're able to do that. And so it's really, the focus really isn't about, oh, are you good enough to get into this magazine. It's really more about, let's just celebrate everyone's creativity wherever they are in their creative journey.
Yeah. Well, with one exception, I mean, we do have right now, it is only open to Barn members. It's a bit of a benefit of membership to be showcased in context. For when we have the high school writing contest, that will be a bit of community outreach for us. So obviously the high school student won't have to be a Barn member, be an opportunity for us to, again, grow the community beyond our community as well.
Yeah, exactly. So Context is coming out pretty soon again. Mm-hmm. Is this the second issue?
Yes, it is. And it's also, I'm excited to announce Sally's going to be co-editor with me moving forward. So it's the first issue where we're both editing it. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, you had mentioned about Hemingway and six-word stories. I had, in my life, I've had my Hemingway periods two different times, I think, where I probably read everything I thought he had written, and traveled in a lot of the places he talked about and wrote about. But I did not know about his six-word story, so I'm going to have to dig a little deeper.
Well, his six-word story is "For Sale, Baby Shoes Never Worn." And it's hard to top that.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, that kind of gets to a lot of places all at once.
Yeah.
Well, you guys have given us a great overview here. I think you've tickled a lot of fancies, and it's sort of like, wow, we got to look into this. So Context, which is part of the action at the writer's studio at Barn, is happening again soon. You said December 15th, right, Amanda?
Yes.
Yeah. Let's see. What else do we need to touch on here? I just want to make sure we're covering all the bases.
Yeah, I'd just like to reiterate what Amanda was talking about in terms of building community. I mean, part of what the Writer Studio is, obviously pre-COVID, was to have a place where people could gather beyond a coffee shop, so that people could come together and really get to know each other. And we've had a lot of different and successful connections for people in terms of finding a writing community, either in a writing group or simply in taking classes with people. And we're really pleased about that. And we really, really look forward to being able to bring people back in at some point, because there's something wonderful when people are sitting in a room writing together. The creative spirit just is soaring.
Yeah. And then when you can start to share some of the things that you've written, with things you've thought about, and you actually put it down on paper, mm-hmm. that's, That's one thing I find out as I explore the idea of writing. I think about things, and then when I start actually writing them down, it's sort of like the doors open, and mm-hmm. it just kind of flows forward. And then right. you set it aside, and you come back to it, and it happens again. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little scary, but cool.
The flow.
Yeah, the flow. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I want to thank you both for joining us today on What's Up, Bainbridge. It's really been eye-opening, heart-opening. There's a lot going on here, and I really encourage people to check out Context coming out on December 15th. Sally and Amanda, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure. Well, that wraps it for this issue of What's Up, Bainbridge? Brought to you by BARN, Bainbridge Artisan Resource Network.